That was Deuce Eclipse and Juan Manuel Caipo of Oakland band Bang Data. The piece was produced by Jen Chien. You can catch Bang Data at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco on February 4th, along with Locura and Audio Pharmacy. All that information is at klw.org. Click Cross Currents. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. In 1996, when San Francisco's Presidio was decommissioned as an army base and turned into a national park, a man named Eric Blind came to work at the Presidio as an AmeriCorps volunteer. Blind sat down with his coworker Carrie Jones for StoryCorps San Francisco.
When I first got here, the Presidio was really a ghost town.
So what was the assignment? What did it consist of?
It was to do some work out there on Crissy Field, which when I got here was kind of a dilapidated parking lot wrapped with barbed wire, and we're just starting the planning to take all that out and recreate a natural marsh out there. After AmeriCorps, in AmeriCorps I had free housing here at the Presidio, so I lived here. I worked here. I felt like I knew the land. And then the Presidio Trust hired me as an archaeological technician in 1998. At that point, you know, I was no longer in AmeriCorps, so I didn't have any housing. So I had this good job, and I didn't really have any place to stay. I would just stay at the Presidio. There were all these, you know, wonderful old buildings, and they were in bad enough shape that they weren't locked very well. And so for a while, I would just, you know, work all day and around the Presidio, and then I'd kind of work late, and then I'd leave work like, you know, people do, and go out to the city and have a bite to eat and have a couple drinks, and then I'd mosey my way back onto the Presidio and find a building that looked kind of interesting, and I'd climb up the walls and in the windows, and that's where I would stay. And I've stayed overnight in officers' homes from built in the Civil War. I've stayed in the room for enlisted men's barracks from the Spanish-American War, bachelor officers' quarters from the Spanish-American War. Some of the bedrooms still had beds and things in them, you know, government-issued beds and nightstands. And there was something kind of intriguing about the way it was, because it was kind of this lost landscape where your imagination could just fly with what happened here, because you could see it as a bit of a ghost town, and you couldn't help but imagine what it used to be like.